In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Another game of up and down. Down go the interest rates, up go home buying and refinancing. The latest coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Big banks are expecting home buying and refinancing to rise as this year, in a surprising turn of events, the Fed holds interest rates rather steady. Let's go straight to the story. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Hi, Anna Maria.
Great to be here.
First off, this is a little bit of a surprise because lenders had expected mortgage rates to rise after the Fed's rate increase in December. So what exactly happened here?
So that is correct. Essentially, what is playing out right now with mortgage rates comes as a surprise to most lenders in the industry. It was widely expected that the Federal Reserve, after it increased rates in December, that mortgage rates would soon follow. But instead, the opposite has occurred. And for much of the year, mortgage rates have been declining and have reached back down to levels that were last seen in early 2013. So 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rates on average on Wednesday fell to 3.59%, the lowest daily level since April 2013. And what's contributing to the continuing decline in mortgage rates is a mix of macro factors, including ongoing concerns about economic growth, both in the U.S. and abroad, as well as what is currently playing out in the U.K. as everybody awaits to see what's going to happen with the Brexit vote. So that has intensified the decline in interest rates, but that decline is turning out to be something like a silver lining for the mortgage industry, mm-hmm. which has considered the refinancing wave to have been over for a couple years now. Instead, as the rates continue to decline, lenders are revising their estimates and expecting higher mortgage originations for both refis and purchase for this year.
I see. And ultimately, this is obviously great news for a lot of homeowners, but how many will actually be in a position to refinance?
That's a good question because each time that there is another sort of mini refi wave, the number of people who actually partake in each of those waves is expected to be smaller and smaller because the idea is that you already had so many people who refinanced back in 2012 and 2013 at the time. For each of those years, there was well over $1 trillion of refinances that occurred. But what's different this time around is that there are more borrowers who are eligible to refinance, who would have an easier time refinancing than they would have had back in 2012. One big example of that is home values have been rising in many parts of the country in the last couple of years. And so there are now more homeowners who have more equity in their home. And of course, this was a problem for many people. Going back to 2012, there were roughly like 11.4 million homeowners who owed more on their mortgages than their homes were worth. Those people would have had a really difficult time refinancing to get a lower rate. That 11.4 million in the first quarter of 2012 had fallen to about 4 million in the first quarter of this year. So all of a sudden you have, you know, this difference of something like, you know, 7 million homeowners who would have had a really difficult time refinancing back in 2012 at the last refi peak. Potentially a portion of them could be looking at refinancing now that they're able to, given they have more equity in their homes. So that's definitely one segment. Also, just the general factors that have been playing out with as we move further and further away from the recession, more people are able to have been able to improve their credit scores. And so you now have more people who are potentially eligible for refis because they've become more creditworthy than they were a few years ago.
I'm curious about the banks as well, because lower mortgage rates, you know, that's good news for homeowners. rates. Is it good news for the banks, though?
So that is a more complicated question to answer. On the one hand, it is good news because what it means is that they are expecting to see more in loan sales. So that's just more origination volume going, and they've already what they've expressed to us, in particular the two largest lenders, Wells Fargo and JP Morgan, is that they are revising their estimates for the year. They expect to see more mortgage activity, and they're hiring in order to fill that type of demand that they expect to see. But on the other hand, you also have the complications that occur when you look at the fact that there's this kind of a squeeze in the spread between the interest rates that banks are taking on, effectively the interest rates that borrowers are paying on their mortgages is continuing to decline, whereas the interest rate that banks are paying out on deposit accounts hasn't really been able to move, right? As the Fed has kept rates near record lows, there's been no way for banks to lessen the amount that they're paying borrowers for their deposits. So there's this squeezing spread, essentially, that has posed a problem to banks for a number of years now. And so that is sort of the other side of the coin. And on the one hand, you have more in loan sales, but on the other hand, it becomes a problem from an interest rate margin perspective for the banks.
Right. Just another reminder is how unpredictable the mortgage market has become since the financial crisis.
I mean, effectively, you know, what it comes down to, when you take a look at, like, what the net interest margin for U.S. banks has been like in recent years, that has been a figure that has continued to been, for the most part, declining for a number of years now. And as, you know, the hope has been that, well, interest rates on loans, at least, should be going up soon, so there'll be, you know, a pickup in that margin, but we're not seeing that right now, and it's unlikely to happen anytime soon, given that mortgage rates are actually going in the opposite direction from what everybody thought they would be doing.
Right. Anna Maria, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks so much.
This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. For more podcasts, please check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.